Yeah, we're in the middle of the halachas of the chiv of a person to live near his parents. We spoke a little bit about it last week, often it can become, people feel that having one's parents in one's home is sometimes quite heavy, difficult, it's a burden. So, there's no good reason to not have them at home. Meaning something like Shulam Bayis problems and that kind of thing, no one has to have them at home. It's a burden. It's a taka burden, that's part of the mitzvah. So, Reach Begufay, but I saw here, in Nishmas Avraham from Professor Abrams, this was a magazine, he brings here, then to Santa Zach, from Rabbeinu Saad Yegon. Rabbeinu Bechai brings in Shmois, in Sefer Shemesh, Shmois Chuf. Where is that Shmois Chuf?
Yisroi.
Oh, Daphne, yeah. Oh, Zukta. Zukta Rabbeinu Bechai Azoi. The Torah says that the Schar for Kibbut Avraim is Arichas Yomim. Shit in the Torah. Man Arichan Yomecho. That's shit in Postik. Zogt Hagon Rav Sadi Zal, it's a Loshon of Rabbeinu Bechai. He gives a reason. Because sometimes, especially nowadays, it's more Neger, Boshan, people live longer. So therefore, if a person's got his parents in his house, it can be for quite an extended time, many more years than it used to be. And the Heim Lemaso Kovid Al Habonim. It can be quite a heavy burden. Lochein, listen to these words, Rabbeinu Bechai. Lochein, therefore, kova aleim schar ha-mitzvah zois, the Torah stipulates the schar for this mitzvah, leman yarich yomecho. So that you, the children, will be zoicha to long life. Kloima, oleho lechavdom v'tichyei mohem, he adds that you should be mechavad them and live with them, have them in your house with you. Vim ulai titzar al chayehem, and if you're going to be mitzar of them living in your house, da you should know, should be aware, she'al chayecha to mitzar. You'll be mitzar about your own life. That's why the Torah gives the schar of a kibud av leman yirichin yomecho. They should be aware that if you've got a richas yomim, if you're living while your parents are with you, maybe that's only because their parents are with you. So having tzar that you've got the parents with you because it's such a burden, forget. Maybe the whole reason why you're still alive is because you're bearing that burden. So don't complain. Because you complain about your own life. Azoi zukt Rabbeinu Bechai b'shem Sam Sadigo. I'm not from Gdol Rishonim. Yes, interesting zach. That gives a different slant on it. Yeah, we'll come to another one, two different slants in a minute. Azoi zukt Rabbeinu Bechai b'shem Sam Sadigo. So, we already mentioned last week that there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to live in the same town in the proximity of one's parents. And one of the rayas is from Yaakov Avinu. And that the mitzvah is, we mentioned from Avnezer and others, that the mitzvah is to live there. Even though you'll not be engaged in any actual service to your parents. The mitzvah is to live in the proximity of your parents. (Clears So there are different situations where Efshim one is pulled from that. For instance, if parents say, look, we don't mind, we're happy, if you want to go and move and live some other town, that's fine. And we have to remember, what's the sod of that, Heta? The sod is, because Av Shemuch Al Kavodoi, Kavodoi Mochel, some Mechila. Oh, but we already mentioned a couple of times that Mechila takes away the Einish. You won't have an Einish then for not being with living near your parents. Abba, you're Mevach LaMitzvah. You still haven't got the Mitzvah. To be near your parents, even though you've been Mechel, you've got a Kima Mitzvah. So, Sinish Gathig, yeah, it's still, if you can still live near your parents, you should, because you don't have the Mitzvah. Mechila doesn't take away the Mitzvah. Now, this is Rabbi Kivegel, Pesachu, both bring Azoif and Shuvas Radvaz. So that's one reason. That's one thing. That's one situation where it's less of a chiv to live near one's parents if they're moichel. That's one. Another situation is what we already mentioned. If a person wants to get married and the future shver or his future wife will not agree to get married to him unless one goes to live where the shver is. So if that's a condition to get married, and that mitzvah of getting married overrides the mitzvah of kibud av, so the chiv doesn't apply. There's a third situation which is different, is lilmo Torah. Now we come to later, there's a Machab and a Ramo later at the end of the seventh, that where you can learn better in a place which is away from home, that you haven't got the chiv of kibud avim. You should go better to learn in that place where you can learn better than at home. So that's something which we're going to explain eventually. It's not so pushit, but that's just to point out the exceptions to this halacha of living near one's parents. There's another reason. House prices, yeah, cost of housing or renting. If your parents live in a place where the cost is excessively high, and you can't afford it, so you want to go and live where it's cheaper. That's okay, that's fine. But if your parents, because we learned that kibud av mishalav, to become the mitzvah of kibud av, the costs of kibud av, the expenses have to be carried by the parents, by the father, parents. So if the father says, you know what, I'll pay the difference. You want to go and live in town A where the cost of living is cheaper, the cost of housing is cheaper, I'll pay the difference between here and there and live here. So your father's removed that reason for you from not living here. So you've got the mitzvah to live there. I'll become tchoyis. It's mistabar also that, yeah, but then also you've got another prat. If your father can afford to pay the difference and he doesn't, you're not mechuyev to pay for it, so therefore you can go and live elsewhere, where it's cheaper. But if living close to one's parents is part of the mitzvah of kibud avim, and your parents can't afford it, and you can afford it, you just want to lay out so much money, you're mechuyev. Like any other part of kibud avim, where the father can't afford it, and the son can afford it, he's got a chiv. So therefore in such a situation, he'd have to stay and live in the vicinity of his parents. So there are a lot of different protim here which have to be addressed when one is sitting on this shaila and judging what to do and deciding what to do. So these are the ha'oros. This all what we're talking here in this year is lahoyer, because every case is different and one has to go through each shaila, each situation individually. Children live at a distance from their parents, live abroad, they live far away. So what chiv has one got? Let me just put it to you in a way we've already addressed it in the past. That we mentioned, with Madgish, that the Mechaber brings the mitzvah kibud av is machileu, mashkehu, you feed, you give to drink, you clothe, you help them to get in, to get out. That's helping them physically. So they're there. The parents are there, and you have them physically in their presence. You're there. What's about if your parents are in a different town, a different country, and they're quite far away? So what kind of chiyuv is there of kibud av aim? Is the Emes, the Chofetz Chaim, actually, in Chofetz Chaim, in Hilchus Loshon Hara, in the beginning of Chofetz Chaim, in the Essen, he brings Azara Azar. There's a halacha which we haven't yet mentioned, which is Shulchan Aruch. Halacha says like this. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. Nisif Vov. If a person hoyo tzorich al shum dover beir, you're in the town, or in your own town, and you need something done for you by people in this town. Need, it's a kind of a favor, and they will do it for you if you ask for it. So if you're to ask for it, yeah, people got they like you, they got respect for you, whatever it is, they'll do it. But by the same token, if you were to ask to do it as a favor in the honor of your parents, and they will do it for that reason, then the mitzvah is part of kibud av, of aim, to ask them to do it because to cover your parents. Even though your parents are not here, shleibim fun of. Some people in the town know your parents, and they have respect for them. And if you ask them for this favor, they'll do it out of respect for your parents, even though they would do for you. In the same way, out of respect to your parents, als nishtam, gentlemanly respect, als a mitzvah for kibud av. The Mechaber brings this als a mitzvah, and it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. No. This is Mechaim. This is Mucha from the Gemara, not Mechaim. Yeah, this is not Mechaim. So, but Shleim Afonav, that's the what. That's Chofetz Chaim's Medayak here. Shleim Afonav, we see from here the mitzvah kibud is Shleim Afonav from the parents. The parents, it doesn't say the parents are going to be here and see and hear that they are being honoured by their son. Even though they find out that they are being honoured by their son. Oh, but it's not in front of them, they live in a different place. Oh, but since they're getting the hanoah of kibbutz, that they are being, their protector is helping the son to get to achieve something, that is kibbutz avim. It's not just some nice thing to do, it's a chiv, that's kibbutz avim. So we see here that kibud av aim is even where the parents are not present in the mokum where the kibud is given to them. They're not there. Still, ainyan kibud. As I used to say, other achoyim also they bring kamarayas that the mitzvah of kibud av aim afilu shloim b'fneim. Afilu shloim b'fneim. Except if a person's parents won't be honored in this place, or forget they've got enemies in this place, and they come to Bizyonis and come with Zachem, then you shouldn't mention parents. So, Al Kafonim, we see from here that even in the absence of the parents, if in a different place, there's a mitzvah of kibud av aim. Zukt. So, Ubazoi, there are quite a few halachas come out of this yisod. I'll just show you one. Zoha, in Sefer Chassidim, Shteit Ozoi. And this is something a lot of people are lacking. Now listen. Zoha, Sefer Chassidim, Zot Ozoi. Tov Kufayin Hei. Mi sheyotso me'ir she'oviv ve'im o'sham. A person traveled away from the town where his parents live. and he goes to a place where there's a sakona. And his parents miss on him. They fast. They're fasting. And it's just there, their child should be protected. Or even not fasting, but mistarim. They are in distress. Who knows what's happening to our children, where they are, what's going on there, are they safe? Mitzvah la ben, to mitzvah on the son, im yochoil, if he can, sheyizkor hashliach miyat. As soon as he reaches his destination, he should hire a shliach, v'yishlach ksav la'oviv l'imay, and should send straight away a letter to his parents to let them know shekvar yotzo mimokim sakona. He's gone out of the matzo sakona, ubo lemokim shavosol alaches, and he's arrived at his destination. Valistaru valisanoid, and should be in Sar any longer. And this is brought from a pasuk in Tanach. States by the master of Sholem Melech, before he was a Melech, after the Ribbon Shem already told Shmuel Anovi that he's going to appoint a king, when the next day, I think it's the next day, so he said to him, so there the master was, that they lost the Chamorim of his father, and he went with his servant, his Nar, to find these asses, they're so nice. So he said, so they couldn't find them. So he said to them, he said, L'chov no shuvo, let's go back home, pen yechta l'ovi min ha'soynois v'dor aglonu. In case my father will stop worrying about the asses that are lost and start worrying about us, where we are. Yeah, so that's the Torah, the Tanakh doesn't just tell us as a Maisa, when and from them that a child has to be careful about the parents' worry not to go to such a place where they may be doubts as to his safety. A person's Khalila Nenash, if he does something which causes parents to worry about him. This is a deraisa, yeah? This is a deraisa. The vice is still a deraisa. Yep, so that, already mentioned last night, that begs the question, and I was like, how could Yaakov Avinu go away? How could Yosef had to go away? I mean, he hadn't been with it. How come he never told his father where he is? Yeah, that's what the Bikash with the Rishonim ask. That's what the Rosh says, because there was a Chirim. There was a Chirim not to tell. So he was bound by the Chirim, because he wants to belong to them. B'shas, the Chirim was made. And the Rosh learns from here that if somebody sitting in Shul B'shas, the Kehillah make a Chirim, and he decides in his mind, I'm not being part of it, it doesn't help. Because if he sits there and he's silent, like in the case of Yosef, he's there, he didn't say anything, he didn't object, he didn't say anything. So he's in part of the Chirim. So he wasn't able, because of Chirim, to send a letter to his father, let him know where he is. No. As always, Dr. Rosh. Oh, but we see from here the wichtigkeit of sending a letter to parents. Parents always worry. Yeah, whether you're going to, a boy goes to yeshiva, whatever it is, or children, marriage, and go to parents. It's part of being a parent to worry, I suppose. I don't know. Oh, but parents worry. So you've got to write. Das schreiben. Yeah. How often? Of Bal Kaponim, come back in a minute. Bal Kaponim, from here we see that the Chiv Kibud Av, Veim, are feeling not in the presence of the parents. You've got to send a letter, yeah. You're writing a letter and you're sending it, so you're not doing anything in front of them. Obviously, sending them a letter, keep in contact, keeping in touch. steht, there's a letter from Rabbi Kivega to his son. And he writes there, Ma to misatzel, the mitzvah kibud av, dichtev kamo shuras. Why are you misatzel in the mitzvah kibud av, not to write even a few lines? Let me know how things are. How often? Shdor tshuva here in Shuras Malkali. Yeah. Bishula Kutna. So he writes to his son, Avakish shetodieni todir. This is not one. I am requesting you should let me know todir. Pardon? Yeah. Well, we've seen him it regularly. Ulchala puchas gimim poim b'shavua. At least 3 times a week. Mishloimcho mimatzavcho. Hatoiv. Leman tekayim mrs. kibud avim. So todi must mean every day, more or less. Yeah. So you can see the frequency of the shev chaznish. State as the chaznish. State in no sefer. It's called this. That was? No, not further. Chaznish had the old mother in Bnei Brak. He used to go and visit her every day and sat half an hour and spoke to her. Yeah? You know what half an hour of Chaznish's time is worth? A hal b'shul yeh the talk. I'm not worried about the way there, the way back. He was busy.
A long time
Sorry?
It took him a long time as well. He lived on the other side of town.
Yeah, it's a long time. I'm not so worried about that. On the way to Galent, yeah? I was sitting here, as Ken's on the Galent, Bishas is talking to his mother as well. It's Kenner's time. Yeah, it's Zal Meisse, Chosena Meisse, as Rav Shach, Zuchan Hiroche. He was once by the Chaznish, and he was helping. The Chaznish needed a bat every day. So he was there, he took a bottle of cream and he was shaking it to make it turn into butter. So Bucha saw, he's busy, and said, oh, it's an opportunity, I'm kafeing the Ashach. He was like, Lav Dafkin Nimud, kafeing Stam Zachen. So Ashach is a chauf correct thing. So was meant to manage yet? So what's that? Just because I'm shocking a bottle of cream, I'm not learning. So I had to talking politics, whatever you want to ask. So it must have been politics, of course. Aber kapolle, also die jedem alten Kopf. Aber kapolle, do steht the frequency is just a market the halten daily, more or less. Yeah, so aber kapolle, you can see there's a chiyuv to very regularly be in touch. Nowadays much easier. You don't have to take a pen or paper anymore. You can dictate it to your secretary if you want. That's easier. But you can pick up a phone. Right, you can argue that picking up a phone can't take longer than just a couple of minutes, because once you pick up a phone, so leave a message, do something. But be in contact. Somehow, to be in contact with one's parents, it seems to be once a day. As the rest of you do. I'm just telling you which day though. You can make out of it what you like. People going on, you're traveling, and slav dafka, slav dafka to your parents, members of the family. You've gone away, you've gone to visit your brother, your sister, your relatives, and you travel. As soon as you arrive at the destination, let them know you've arrived safely. This is takanat kibud avim. People shouldn't worry. You mustn't cause people to worry. This is a wichtige Sache. Can we imagine this now? But it's not the subject of this year now. Aber kapolle is a wichtige Sache. Aber with parents, sicher, to let them know where you are and everything's okay. Aber is we sehen da müssen gestatten, ne? Das können wir machen. Das ist interessant zu tun, aber es ist quite a few wichtige Kudus in dem. Ich kann tell you, quite a few times to him. Once I shut that. There's one Kudu which, I don't tell you one Kudu which stood out, always a reminder. Every time I went to him and discussed with him, Halocha de Kazach, Gretchen Ashaida, his Yerei HaHiroa, his fear to pass in the Shala until he was 100% clear was gewaltig. Many people like to just answer just like that. I once went to him with a Gansu Shaila, and then he asked me to send him in writing, the pachat of paskening, it was very nicker. I saw by Rav Weiss as well, Dai Weiss also, going as I just saw it very much more. I mean, it was more boiled. That's all. Yep. And also, I'll just think I've done enough. I've told this message before. I'll tell you again, just in case you don't go ahead. I want to tell you a message I had about part of the Hanyu Rocha, just to give you a raya how some people think if you go to a rov and he doesn't pass with you often platz, he's no good. They're kenished. That's what people think. Trouble is, the many rabbonim think like that as well. So the answer. And take a 50% chance to get it right, 50% chance to get it wrong. And hope for the best, try and get it right, yeah? So, I inherited the bookshelves from Dan Weiss for his story when he moved to Israel. So I had them for quite a few years. And then I decided to make myself a Menschel bookcase. These were old pieces of wood. So I had to show you what I do with those old wooden shelves. What I do with them. Am I allowed to use it for anything else or not? So I rang up Rav Pater, Zechonei Rocha. We're in contact. So I rang him up, innocently thinking I'm doing the right thing. I got such a mishaberach from the other end of the film. Yeah, but I had a murder kilimut. He said to me, like Yatsura said to me, more or less the better, Azelcha Shalas freaking up on telephone? Shalas like that you ask in the film. So Rav Pater was going, clawing on Zechonei Rocha. On telephone, you ask Shailas, which are everyday Shailas, a leffel, a teppel, a blitzdrop, this, that kind of thing, you can ask on the phone. A Shaila like this, and it's not one of the major earth shattering kind of Shailas. He said, as a Shaila, Mashaft, you write in the Shaila, I've got to have time to look it through, think it over a few days, and then I'll answer you in writing. I'll just like that on the phone. So, over Chashtan and Shain, yeah, was heist passing that Shaila. I was very young in those days. And I owe, good answer. Don't rush to answer. And the Ma'aseh Chonei Rocha, you send people away, come back tomorrow in 2 days, 3 days. So this, it's Nishka Chochma, if somebody answers off and plus straight away, it's dangerous. Yeah, I'll come on, this way. Is Ezut Azoi. That was the code of Nossen Geschäft involved in this. So he says like this. So it's okay. We just said before, children can live away from their parents because of mechila. The parents are mechil. So he says they've been mechil and you're living next to them, but they've not been mechil of you not being in contact. And Miller said it's that shtickle is no mechila. So the whole koyach of the Mr. Kibbutz Avim licked in the writing of the letters. That's a proper chiv. So richtig chiv. What about the cost of the postage? I mean, if I'm just going to go into the question of the cost of the postage, it's so keen on this person. You know what I mean? It's how much the postage cost? Yeah. Oh, well, just in case, yeah. There's Jekyll or Eretwingdim. Yeah. Well, he says interesting to himself. Part, the whole Kibbutz Av aim that you are Mekayim by sending a letter to parents lies in the fact that you've actually sent them a letter and taken the trouble and the bother and bought the stamp and the paper and the envelope. What else? And you've spent that money, you've done it. That shows that that's the kibbutz avim. If you tell the father, Tata Levin, please give me a book of stamps and every week I can send you a letter, every 3 days, whatever. That takes away the whole of the kibbutz away. So just paying his debts. Paying debts is also part of it. Bazin. Of Al Kapolim, it takes away the whole town from the ganze zach. Then he adds nachazach. Then adds nachazach. So there's another chiv. He says the chiv otzduka to write a letter. A mitzvah say otzduka, because shteit fa oni, you got to give to oni dei machsoiroi asheyachsaloi. You got to give him what he feels he needs. And Chazal said, Gemara says in Ksuvos, if a person is used to a sus lirkovelov, you've got to provide him a sus lirkovelov. Even though a normal person of his status kimptish, but maybe in earlier times he was brought up in a more affluent home, and now he's lost everything, but he's used to that, so you've got to give him that. So that's Memele Mazoi. If it's something, saying to Lushan, if, but it's not if a parent's requirements for a letter is something which is at least like a day machser sheyachseloi, a parent needs to receive a letter from a child, so it's gita dechim mitzvah sukkah, like day machser sheyachseloi, it's a mitzvah from sukkah zokta. Yep, because we see Bamas and Mitzvah Kibbutz Avim as well. Even if you can't afford to give them what the mamash, everything they need, of al sukkah. There's always a chiv al stukah. You've got to give parents al stukah. We already mentioned it, but I don't agree into bariches now at this stage. It's geter an hilchas stukah. So it's a mitzvah stukah. It's a mitzvah stukah. And even if they were meichel, Abba then brings in what we said before, what Radva says, that after the mechila, it's still a mitzvah to be mekayim. Even though you don't get an inch, you don't do it, it's still a mitzvah. So I can put in this in your sending a letter, communication, call it a fax, call it an email, call it a telephone call it whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it keeps on changing every week. There's new things. You've got to make a contact, keep in contact, keep in touch. This is a wichtige Sache. But while I've got this, there's a Nossen gestettene Schuhe open here, it's also. He brings a raya. There's noch halacha that a person writes or does something, and he asks it, like we said before, he asks a toyver from Bnei Oir to do something lechved the father. This is a kibbutz. And if you write, a person writes something and writes about his father or his mother, even la'acha p'tirosa. Is the mitzvah to write, if it's Turkey based Chodesh, Reini Kaporas Mishkovai. Well, after that, I say Zechon Lerocha. That's part of kibbutz. It's a mitzvah from kibbutz. Zukta Ma'adoch, if you write about them, there's a mitzvah of kibbutz, culture, you write to them. It's culture, there's another mitzvah of kibbutz. Then he says, Agavalta Gazachi brings here. I've got to tell you this, I've not seen anybody else bring this. It means Yerushalmi and Shkolim. If states, does you do? The Gemara says, in Bavli, the Gemara says, if a person says the Dvar Torah, B'sheh Machuchom, and he's not alive anymore, he says the Indian of Sifsoisov, Doivavois, Bekeva, even if the Chuchom is not alive anymore, of Iskilu, he's Eshbid Ezoktus. Ezoktus. So the Yushalmi says, the Yushalmi asks the question, Ma Hanoah Loi? What's Hanoah as the Nifta got from that? The answer is even more amazing. The answer is Bar Nezira Omar, there was an Amora called Bar Nezira, he said, Kahadein de Shosi Kunditin, like a person who drinks a flavored wine. Rabbi Yisrael Omar, Kahadein de Shosi Chamar Atik, like someone who drinks very old wine. So Mazit, there's such a thing as a Hanoah for a person who's not anymore in this world, a Hanoah which is, has some dimion to Agashizik Hanoah, but there's a Hanoah. A person who's not in this world anymore, but one says a Torah from them, one says something from them, a Hatanoah. When a person writes a Torah or a mom or a member or whatever it is from a parent, it could be from his mother as well, and a mazukt bishma, so they get a Hanoah. That's Getaraniki with the Avraim. So Zukta Azoi. Zukta, he brings a raya from this week's Sedra as well. This week's Sedra state Vayizbach Zvochim Lelikei Oviv Yitzchok. So Rashi says, why Oviv Yitzchok? Chai Vodom Bechoit Oviv Yosem Bechoit Zakenoi. Why does he not say Lelikei Avoisav Avrom Yitzchok? He just says Oviv Yitzchok because a person's chiv, he's got a greater chiv of covet to his father than to his grandfather. That's why he mentions Yitzchok, not Avrom. But not the already stretch on the remote. Not that's got no chiv to grandfather. We'll see that eventually. But there's a greater chiv for his father. Also we see that any hanoa which he calls, a person causes to his father, there's a mitzvah's kibud av. So the rest is a mitzvah. So I say, is a chiv, definitely clear. About mitzvahs, there's a chiv in Divrei Malkiel, it's a clear what is a chiv. About ki mitzvah is maskim, ki mitzvah zichadu. What is a chiv to do it? It's fine to say about a ki mitzvah zu. So what's on which becomes a mitzvah? What's cost us? Become a mitzvah. So this is a wichtige sach. That's an important thing to listen. This is aber so, such a scheiches. Al kaponim, so you see here that to do something which a person, which to give in your cover to parents, even if they're not alive, zom na tevim from them. So steht, the sefer Tanya Rabosi. Tanya Rabosi, it's not clear who the Mechaber is, but he was at the time of the Maram Rottenberg. Yeah, it's a very, very, very large stickle in the Hill Sefer. He writes here. He first brings this Gemara, which I mentioned before, that you ask for people in the town to do a favor for you, the Chvod Father, that's the mitzvah. Then he says, but Moisei also, we say Dvar Shmu Mepiv, we say Dvar Torah in his name, you shouldn't say Kachoma Abba, but Kachoma Abba Mori. Hareini Kapolos Mishkovei. Yeah, Bemis says Abba Mori, we'll come to that again maybe later. Of the Abba Mori, to say Abba Mori, Ovi Mori is only Shaykh when he's saying it Dvar Torah Vishmoi. Because then he's Mori. If a person mentions his father, even Achapti will say, but he's not talking about Dvar Torah, you don't say Mori. Just say Abba. The rest of the do. That's only Tochid Vishchedish. We can't wait to go to the Chayyim of the Chayyim of the Chayyim of the. Then he brings a Chazal. Steht nicht, where the Chazal is. Hamachabed es oviv vesimoi bemisosan is Godoil. Sorry, Godoil hamachabed. It's actually the Gisa. Godoil hamachabed es oviv vesimoi bemisosan. Yois meinu kibdom bechayem. People think, Chalila, if I never have a person, I haven't got any parents yet anymore, I don't need to come to Shun, keep that way. Now, Dosh state nicht so. Dosh state that persons who have these parents after they've left this world is greater than the Mechavdom Bechayim. Why? Shem Mechavdom Bechayim, if persons Mechavd parents during the lifetime, ain't a Mechavdom Elamiro. Parents, they know and they see it here. So you've got to be Mechavdom. Aber wa Mechavdom Bechayim, ain't a Mechavdom Elamifnik Kvodamukim. Ashrei haben hamechaved hamukim umechaved esov vesimay b'mas v'tovim. Shabriyah is ayvrim olav. Ashrei shezay yolad. Ashrei shezay godal. Because hishva kosuv kibud av eim umeroam lechvaydoi. So whatever one does to mechaved the parents is becomes a mitzasei of kibud av. Habakazim from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Zokta hazoi. If a person is over, and this is the rabbanon. So it's given to him. It's given to him. He gets what he should get. He needs to get what he deserves for being over in the Rabbanan. But if by doing that, he's causing tsar or bad name for parents or parents, then it becomes a deraisa of Yosef Chaim. It's a deraisa because as I have kept that way. So, Kim Tosh says, "I'm retoch of a parent who's not alive anymore." Auf jene Welt hat er ich zah, das steht doch. Er hat zah. Ja, und steht von der Gemara. Der Gemara says mir vorst, that people in the Olam Emes, they know what's going on. And then it's zah. If their children have got zah, they've got the zah, das steht. So, if one does something which gives them zah, is an over the rest of Kibbut Avraim. To be zah, and to be zah is not shaykh and mechila. To be zah a parent, or be makle, or be mei, to cause them to be looked down upon. That's oh, noch euchet. So sehr schwer nach. So person, when he's got a shekel in his horror to do something wrong, so gedenken. What's he doing to his parents? Whether they're alive or they're not alive, she's not coming. Oh, but you're doing him a big disfavor, and around and being over, keep it off him. Chazen do the Rechaim HaKadosh says it in the Parshas Kedoshim. And the Chiddush is, where also comes on, said, you're making the Darabon into the Daraisa. In the beginning of Al Kadoshim, Ish Yimei Vov Tiro, Zot Erechaim HaKadosh, when a person does something he's thinking of doing, something wrong, Yavaza Kvoidoviv. He's being Mavaza, his parents covered. Ulezeh Yitzav HaKeil. That's why the Rebbein Shalom commanded us, Somuch the Mitzvah Sa'aroyos, Mitzvahs Moiroyos Shel Aveim. Holomadato, Shem Gilo Aroyos, Bittl Mitzvahs Moiroyos Shel Aveim. Shegoram Lohem Zilzul. Sheyoyru Oru Shezei Yolad. That's why in this Pasuk Zokta state, Ish Imoy Vovitiro first, Imoy. Why should Imoy first? So Rashi, the other person, he says, because it's such Hine Teles Chepo Biesa. A mother takes it much worse, the resign of a child doing something wrong, especially in Yunia Royce. And Darich Oim Royce, a Shetim Pusik Mishlei, Uvein Kisil took as Imoy. Pusik Mishlei, as a stupid son who does something wrong, he's the. What's the name? How do you say in English? He's the chagrin of his mother. The mother bears that kind of thing worse than the father. As always, it's a Tarich Hamakot, the beginning of creation. Someone else think. Darf das achten geben? Darf das achten, wusstet ihr? Ja. Ein Agav, du steht jetzt, I think, I mentioned a few times already. Aber ich glaube, schon du, das ist offen. Also, ich habe gerade gesagt, hier, in Parshas Kedoshim, that should ish shit the issa varoyes condition to you, then if a person wants to be saved from doing issa varoyes, he should remember his parents. Can you mention it? He should remember his parents. He should remember the two of his parents. That's what saved Yasser Tzadik. The most Duknoi Shaloviv, Nera Soli Bachalain, as. So our Padre Zichron Yeruch HaTzadik looked at Goyis Yisrael Shavdim in London, he said, why Bachalain? He said, Bachalain is made to look through. The person should always know there's always a chaloyin and somebody looking through it. You're being watched. That's his. Nowadays they call it, what do they call him? Big brother, what do they call him? But don't know the Rebbein Shem. The Rebbein Shem kicked. Not big brother, the Rebbein Shem himself. Like, yeah, health cops, it's all recorded. So the Rechaim Kodesh says here, if a person wants to be saved from it, and he's got a problem, he says, horror, think of his parents, think of your parents. Let's look to them. Yep. So also, the Kibbutz Avim has got a lot of extensions, not much more than one normally thinks. Oh. So we spoke about writing letters, what about visiting? How often does one have to visit one's parents? In the same town. In the same town, live in their own house, all of it is. How often do you have to go visit? Look, from Chaznish of ICC, daily. And there are many people, many Choshuyim like to do that. Every day, they go up the road and push the babies, whatever it is, and they go to visit their parents. A quarter of an hour, 20 minutes enough. No, it's not visiting. Short time, just visit, say hello, and how are you having? Chabar Shikrashmuz, and go home again. That's a mitzvah, that's a key mitzvah of Kibud Avim. But we see that goes so far. If you look in Hilchos Yom Kippur, state a person wants to go on Yom Kippur to visit his Rebbe. No, why to visit his Rebbe? To learn something from him. You're allowed to go and wade your way through water, even though on Yom Kippur is also to wash and to bathe. But you're going to Kavod Pnei Rabbi to go and hear what your Rebbe has got to say to you. So you go through water. And on the same day, if you want to go and visit your father, stop, keep it off. You want to pay your father a visit in Kippur. And the only way is to wade through a river, or stream, where is it? It's Mutter. And the Zalbazach in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Talad, Shit Zalbazach. Even though you're soaking all your clothes, and the Chashash, you come to the Schita, even because that's Mutter. You're going to visit your Rebbe. There, the Mechaber doesn't say your father. Or the Shavuot says, who are the father? Zalbazach. So, it shows how far the mitzvah of visiting a parent goes, that you can do something which is normally not mutzah on Shabbos, it's only normally mutzah for your Rebbe, Talmud Torah, Gevaltik. For a father, you've got to go through the same thing, even though it's getting yourself soaking wet. That's not the problem. The problem is your clothes are wet, and you may come to squeeze them out. But not choshish, because you're being mekayim a mitzvah of kibudah, mitzvah d'oraisa. So there the Mishavu, the Bir Aluch, if you look in the Bir Aluch, Sif Dalet, he goes into differences of rent for Rishonim, how often you're mechuyot to visit your parents. Because Shtid Dalton is Elbevar Rebbe. If you live in the same town as your Rebbe, you're mechuyot to visit him daily. Daily, Shtid Gemor. And if it's a bit further out of town, once a week. And it's a bit further, once a month. It's a matter of weeks, isn't it? Now listen, each person's got to know who we're talking about, as a parent, as a rebbe, who we're talking about, how close, and how. Aber Kapunim, this is doch Ksedite Kechiv to visit. Ksedite Kechiv. I'm going to show you a chai olam. What is it? Where did I put it? Do a chai olam. Chai olam, do a simon. It's in chai olam, not chachm sodom. It's in chai olam. Tilchus kivdavayim. He says the interesting thing. So to tell some of Zayim. He speaks about Tzorich Odom Shechaved Oviv Ve'imoy Ve'yiro Bifneem. He should have a fear of his parents. So Tzorich Lizor. Yeah. So Shvat is Ach. Try me Mechanach children. Now there's a fear of their parents. Chalavai be Mechaved them. Just not be Mezalzen them of the fear. So Tzorich Lizor Mo'it Bekvoidom Uvamayroam. Now to be very careful. Having covered and murder of one's parents. Shehu Kash Kvoidom Uvamayroam Lechvoid Umayro Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, "Vam chazav mechabit oviv imoy oim hakadosh baruch hu ma'ale ani aleihem ki dat b'neihem." I reckon it on Eden, the mechab their parents kilu. I lived amongst them and they gave me covered. Aber when a person is mitzar his parents, the Rebbeinu says, "Oh, good job, I didn't stay and dwell amongst them. If I would have stayed and dwelt amongst them, they would have bothered me as well." Upshita, then he adds on, this is a chiddush. Chagzeim bring from Rabbi Yashiv. As up to stitch the Torahdos of the Tavar Achiv. Upshita, she tzorich la'ahava oisam kegufay. One has to love one's parents like one loves oneself, because v'chal v'hafter reicha kumecha. But it's more because over v'im is hukash avosam la'av samokim. And there is a whole Zayah Kodesh which says there that a person has a hava for his parents, he's got to have a hava for his parents more than himself. There in the Pusuk Shlid, we have to reach or come reach. But our parents are going to be much more. The rochim loin yasa migar me, v'nafshei, v'rochim v'nishmosei. V'chol alma de havalei, wherever he belongs, whatever he has, should be like nothing to do the will of his parents. Then he says, Om Chazal, Kol mitzvah saben alav, v'aim, all the mitzvahs that a child has got towards his parents, to honor them, and all those kind of things. Hupiroin chayv. It's like paying a debt. Shaben chayv lifuel ovulim ayatoy v'shigamlu. A child has got to chayv, to repay, the toiver that the parent has done for them. First and foremost of all, I brought them into this world. Even did nothing else. So therefore, listen to how the chayol and Abba says. So what's the deal with a person who borrows and doesn't pay back? Loi v'venim shalem. It's called a rosh. It's not chayodom. Therefore, misheinu mechavdom. A person is not mechavd his parents. He's not mezaldom. He doesn't mechavd. Like a rosh. Yechsev loi v'rosh. V'loi shalem. You heard what I said? No, we just think it's just two pesukim in the Torah. It's under kama parshas though. V'im kim b'chlal apiroin is she'ehoiv oisam ahavo azo Kederech shehoyu hayavim moisai. Like his parents loved him, he's got to love them. V'lo yiyu lov l'toyach l'maso. V'im ein, shouldn't be a trouble. V'im ein odom mechavid ovi imoi. Person's not mechavid his parents. Achmon his son, he says, Gzeiris kushis boi salav. V'chsiv b'chvoid amokoyim. Yan k'niga shom azeh b'fiv v'b'sosav. You honor them. Oh, it's only lip service. You don't really feel the have to them. Yan k'niga shom azeh b'fiv v'b'sosav kibduni v'b'sosav kibduni v'liva rochak m'mani v'nin yosif l'afdi. וכיוון שהישו כבדים לכבד המוקם, אם כן גם הוא שווה. וכן כמו היה מקל להשם בסקיל, לא חדם מקל ללא ובסקיל, same thing. אז זה החומר. אז סוכים תויס זוי. חוגזין המעשו. המעשו says, the Gemara brings, we'll talk about this, it's going to be next already. המעשו says, רב יוסף, we know that רב יוסף was a homeless on the Sagi, no, he couldn't see. So state, when he heard a movement that he knew that was his mother coming into the room, so he said, let me get up. Stand up. What's he mean here? What's Mikam Mishchina? Zot the Marshal. Take more. Then, that's Shikal Torah. Because the Rebbeinu says, if people are Mechabed me, then I'm happy to dwell amongst them. Because like the Mechabed their parents, that's like being mechabed me, then I'm happy to dwell amongst them. So when a person's mechabed his parent or parents, it's as if he's made that the Rebbein Shem should dwell in his house. So I'm standing up for my mother, because through my kibbutz of my mother, the Shechina is here in my house. So a person wants Hashkos Hashchina in the house, and once you got Hashkos Hashchina, you got everything, so you have something else. If you have your parents, you have it all. You're not lacking anything. That was Hasad Shchina. Yeah, all kinds of things. She's coming to Eitzah for Shchina. Just like Moshe Eitzah. We have the parents. So Mimila, coming right back to what we said right at the beginning, to have one's parents in one's house, yeah, it may be it may be a burden. Oh, but if you do it properly, save upon your face, and with Simcha, with the Hav and everything, so you've got the Shchina in your house. No, so that's what Muslim Shchina is, with the Shchina in your house. Yeah. Mit zedem mesfal ksed zakhzen enen shokh le sim rakhm dan le shkhiden be samit shokh you got in your ass how the parents you got in your ass so that is the khashivus that is the greatest khashivus of the poskim bregado poskim here of the inin of kibbutz of it. So we've got this, we'll carry on now, an inin of kibbutz, and the next halacha of kibbutz is, which also interesting, got quite interesting details, is the halachas of standing up before one's parents. Every time a parent comes in the room or house, yep, you have to stand up, and how often? So this is what I'm saying. I'm sitting in the next halacha.
The man thinks he's spending enough time. He's wasting his time.
I thought that's what
you got means.
Yeah.